In February, KUOW's Liz Jones introduced us to a Seattle couple, Ken Thompson and Atsa Balise. Atsa's from the Bahamas. He spent more than half his life in the U.S. on various immigration visas to go to college and work here, but he was approaching the end of the line. Once time ran out, the couple would likely have had to leave the U.S. again with no certainty if they could return. We pick up now where that story left off.
Hi.
Hi, Ox. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Me too. Kind of like deja vu, huh?
Yeah, just a little.
When we met last winter, Ken and Ox knew they wanted to spend their lives together, ideally here in the U.S., but that hinged on a couple of possibilities. One was Congress could pass immigration reform. That hasn't happened. Their other hope was for the feds to recognize same-sex marriage. That decision rested with the U.S. Supreme Court.
One guy in a black robe made a difference, right?
That's Ken.
He could have voted a different way, in which case our story right now would be completely different.
In June, the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. That paved the way for the feds to treat same-sex marriages the same as any other, for things like taxes, Social Security, and immigration. The ruling meant Ken and Ots could get married, and Ken could sponsor Ots for a green card, just like other married couples do.
It was really unbelievable. It just was that sign of a potential beginning of the end for us, right? A resolution for us. And I think I cried that morning.
Yeah, Ken cried. I was just kind of like numb with disbelief.
At that point, Ken and Ots had been together more than a decade. They'd bought a home. They owned two cats. But their future always felt up in the air, with Ots unable to become a citizen. When DOMA crumbled, Ots says his future started to look more solid.
And, you know, I just kind of felt this sort of expanding sense of belonging, like, wow, this is our house. This is my neighborhood. This is my home.
In their living room, we browsed through some special photos from the past year.
This is us waiting in the Redmond courthouse.
Ots and Ken got married November 1st.
Here's a picture of the judge signing the paperwork and my mother applauding.
One of the last steps in the green card process will be an interview with immigration officials, you know, where they ask Ken and Ots a bunch of questions about their life together. Just for kicks, we gave it a trial run. Remember that 70s hit, The Newlywed Game? We asked each spouse to leave the room while the other answered some questions. Later, we compared their separate responses. First question, what's your spouse's dream vacation?
He loves hiking and quiet.
Pastoral and slow.
What's the worst thing that happened on your wedding day?
The clerk, as she was checking us in, she said, "Where's the bride?"
They asked us, "Where's the bride?"
And your spouse's favorite holiday movie is?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
He enjoyed Bad Santa quite a bit, I believe.
Sure. I'm going to say Bad Santa.
After 11 years together on an immigration roller coaster, this last test for Ken and Ots should be a breeze. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.